right now on VFN TV. We're going to be talking about how blessed are you, how blessed am I, how blessed are all of us, because we're going to be talking about Venezuela and what's happening with these skyrocket prices for food, and people are losing weight. I mean, most of their annual salary is going towards food just to eat, as well as what some people are doing in the Philippines to eat. It's really going to shock you. And this month is Ramadan, and we're talking about how so many Muslims are coming to faith during this month. Listen, you don't want to miss it. Join us on VFN TV.
Welcome to VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light.
So what Trump did was, Trump was risen up as the door was closing and judgment was coming on America, and we were heading down that road where our economy would have absolutely spiraled out of existence, and God put a mercy visit. Instead, he put a hard-nosed, prophetic Cyrus who stands there at the door and says, no. There's going to be an extension of peace and grace on America.
Whoever gets in, people are going to say, what?
I don't want to sound overly melodramatic, but this is probably the most astonishing night of American politics.
I have been looking around the room at people who are stone-faced. Some of them have been crying.
How did this happen? What? What is going on? What?
But the Lord showed me in this particular night vision, this dream, we were in this courtroom, the evil one was on trial, and the prosecutor looks at us and says, he's going to get convicted. And then all of a sudden, he turns it back towards the judge, and as soon as he turns to the judge, the gavel comes down, and the entire courtroom begins to feel like slices of gold, thin slices of gold, just started raining down in the courtroom nonstop. And he turns around to us. You can't even see across the courtroom. He points at us and says, I told you it was coming. When God deals with the evil one, the resources get released. There's going to be great resources coming.
We will be protected by God.
The name of Jesus got more attention that day than any inauguration I can ever remember.
In the mighty name of Jesus, amen.
Your heavenly Father, respectfully in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Glory to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We pray this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
If I forget thee, O Jerusalem, may my right hand forget its skill.
And this is the breakthrough year.
Breakthroughs. There's that word breakthrough again.
The Lord told me there's a year of incredible breakthroughs coming to us. Long-awaited victories for us.
I am here tonight to deliver a message of unity and strength. And it is a message deeply delivered from my heart.
Well, I think the president, it's no secret, has made it very clear that he's a pro-life president. He wants to stand up for all Americans, including the unborn. And I think the reinstatement of this policy is not just something that echoes that value, but respects taxpayer funding as well, and ensures that we're standing up not just for life of the unborn, but for also taxpayer funds that are being spent overseas to perform an action that is contrary to the values of this president. I think continue to further illustrate, not just to the folks here in this country, but around the world, what a value we place on life.
Life is winning again in America.
What I hear most often as I travel the country are five words that never, ever fail to touch my heart. That's I am praying for you. I hear it so often. I am praying for you, Mr. President. Our republic was formed on the basis that freedom is not a gift from government, but that freedom is a gift from God. For us here in Washington, we must never, ever stop asking God for the wisdom to serve the public according to his will.
The alliance between Israel and America has always been extremely strong. It's about to get even stronger.
One of the big issues is the embassy in Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. How important is it to repair this relationship, and what about that move of the embassy?
It's repaired.
It's repaired already?
It got repaired as soon as I took
within 5 minutes?
Yeah, it's repaired.
I've known the president, and I've known his family and his team for a long time. And there is no greater supporter of the Jewish people and the Jewish state than President Donald Trump. I think we should put that to rest.
He proceeded to ask me, who did President Truman lean on to help get the Jews back in the Holy Land? I said, General Eisenhower. The Lord said to me, I have raised up Trump, and I am also giving him generals to help defend my people, the Jews, to keep them in their homeland. What was will be again.
We are also taking strong measures to protect our nation from radical Islamic terrorism. A quote by the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. In 1955, he told the world, we are determined to work and fight until justice runs down like water and righteousness like a mighty stream. Each American generation passes the torch of truth, liberty and justice in an unbroken chain all the way down to the present. That torch is now in our hands, and we will use it to light up the world.
I dare not trust the sweetest flame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ, the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand.
With your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV. I'm John Ramos, and I'm filling in today for Greg Lancaster. And joining me in a few minutes is Steve Kolesheski. We're excited about this program because, you know, so many times, you know, we think that we don't have what we need or we don't have what we want. And so many times I think we get disappointed. Well, we're going to be talking about this program. How blessed are we? So many people today are adding their miseries on a counting machine, but they're counting God's blessings on their hands. And it should be the other way around. Because right now in nations like Venezuela, nations like in the Philippines, people today are not worrying about where they're going on vacation, if they can buy bigger homes, what kind of car they're going to drive. But what they're thinking about is, what are they going to eat? Right now, in the times that we're living in, they're worried about what they're going to eat. The skyrocketing prices of food is so high that it's literally four times the annual Venezuelan income, their salary in Venezuela. It's four times their annual salary just to be able to buy groceries. We want to take you straight right now to Venezuela to get an update, because this is a nation that's been teetering. It's a nation that's about to fall like a dominoes. It has a socialist leader by the name of Nicolas Maduro, who took over from Hugo Chavez. And the people are outraged. They're marching in the streets, and they're demanding more of the socialistic government, but there isn't any more to give them. Watch this.
As violent anti-government protests in Venezuela rage on, a dire situation is getting worse. In the latest clashes, demonstrators have faced down armored vehicles, been bombarded from the air with tear gas, even jumped into a river to escape the calamity. Both opponents and supporters of the government have taken to the streets in an increasingly bitter stalemate that has divided the country, even families. On Wednesday, Gibran Saab released a video calling on his father, a top government official charged with investigating human rights abuses, to take action.
Papa.
Dad, at this moment, you have the power to put an end to this injustice that has sunk this country, he says. I ask you as a son and in Venezuela's name, which you serve, to reflect and do what you're supposed to do. Long riven by social divisions, Venezuela has come undone as the country's economy has slipped into a death spiral. Food and medicine are scarce. Lines to buy basic items stretch for blocks, and inflation is among the highest in the world. Despite sitting on top of the world's richest oil reserves, Venezuela is now broke. The opposition blames the government's socialist policies begun years ago by then-President Hugo Chavez and massive official corruption and mismanagement. Chavez's successor, Nicolas Maduro, says his country is the victim of an international conspiracy and has rejected opposition calls for a new election. The government may be trying to buy time in the hopes that oil prices will rise.
If oil were to surge to $60 or $80 a barrel, it certainly would give them some more breathing room, and that's what they're hoping. They're hoping that, you know, if oil can go up, they can, you know, defeat these protests, they can go to elections and perhaps, you know, rig the playing field or rig, you know, the campaign enough that they can actually stay in power.
Venezuela's embattled president doesn't appear too concerned about the turmoil as he throws around a baseball.
Venezuela y paz.
Peace will continue, he says. To those violent groups, the law will find them. It has already arrived for many of them. And by way of the law, there will be peace.
Wouldn't it be, you know, and a shocking thing to spend all of your life thinking that you didn't have enough, wishing that you had more, and living with the sense that you were deprived when all along you were wealthy, you were rich, you were living in abundance compared to 95-96% of the world's population. When we get back from this break, we're really going to know, you know, how blessed we are and what is truly happening in the nation of Venezuela and happening in the country of the Philippines and what we can do to do our part in helping them, but also for us to live with a sense of gratitude and a sense of contentment. You don't want to miss it. Join us when we get right back from this break.
Keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
I want to thank you so much for joining us here on VFNTV and the Daily Radio program. Every single day, we are on the air talking to the world and encouraging you by bringing the light, keeping the conversation light. And we also talk to you in many different ways as well. One way is at the VFN Torch. If you go to VFNTV.com and click on the torch, our program that we have for years now with all these pertinent topics of the day, plus things that you need to know, is right there for you where you can go back and educate yourself on a particular matter. You can share things with a friend. You can listen to us in addition in SoundCloud as well. You can share things audibly with other listeners out there and other viewers and friends. There's just so much available to you at VFNTV.com. In addition, think about this. We come to you in the air, broadcasting in the air, in your pocket, which is on mobile devices, and online. We're all over the world, and we want to be able to bring encouragement to you. And we do that one way with our app. You can go to your Apple App Store. You can go to Google Play Store or your Windows Store and get your app and download it. The app is called VFNTV. Of course, you go to VFNTV.com. We have our little area there. You can pick which app you want to be able to download. It's just so exciting to know that no matter where you are, we want to be able to encourage you. I don't know if you knew about this, but also you can sign up for our Torch newsletter. We have a gift for you for doing that. You just go to VFNTV.com in the upper right-hand corner and fill out that little information, and immediately a free gift will come to you. One of them is prudent preparation. Hopefully it's going to come to you and teach you how to probably prepare for the day, what's happening in our culture today, and how to think outside the box. And this is something we want to be able to give to you, plus some other gifts as well. And I also want to make sure that you have a chance to be able to become a VFNTV partner. We have a whole partners area just to say thank you. It's special areas, special events, green room, things we have available just to give our partners, just to be able to say thank you. Imagine any time you can log into the partners area. Why? Because you partnered for any dollar figure at all to be able to say thank you. Things you can share with your friends as well. Also, we have VFN Kingdom Business Partners, a whole nother area to be able to focus on the seven spheres of culture. Just very encouraging. And finally, I want to encourage you, maybe your business, maybe you want to become a business sponsor. Those are the ones that are standing with us, that want to keep the conversation light, that want to impact their community, but also want to be able to share their business, their service, what they provide for their community. You can do that by going to VFNTV.com. Thank you so much, and thanks for watching.
Welcome back to VFNTV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. I'm John Ramos, and I'm filling in today for Greg Lancaster. And joining me with me in the studio, Steve Kalaszewski. And we're really talking about this concept of being blessed. You know, everybody wants to be more blessed. Mm-hmm. We want to have maybe more things or bigger things. But what if you are already blessed? You know, if you're a Christian, you're a believer, you're a person that lives in the United States, we're blessed. We're like filthy rich.
Abundantly.
They say that the poorest American, Steve, lives in more square footage than the average European. Mm. The average European, not the person in Africa or Philippines or Haiti, but they live in more square footage than the average European. We have so much space, so much things. You know, we even have storage facilities, climate-controlled storage facilities for our stuff that we don't even want to store in our garages anymore.
Yeah.
And so we have to start taking a deeper look as we look at the nations like Venezuela, as we look at nations like the Philippines, mm-hmm. and what's happening right now to the people there. I know that we have this article from CNN Money, and it talks about how people are losing weight, like 19 pounds in a year just from not eating, and how food is scarce, and the food that is available, it's astronomically expensive. And so people are, you know, they don't know what they're gonna do. Mm-hmm. They're skipping meals, they don't know what they're gonna feed their children, and it's really becoming a problem because this socialist country is really on the verge of tipping, and it has been for quite some time. But begin to start sharing with us and reading this article, because we're gonna break this down and try to, you know, unpack this.
This is from CNN Money, and it talks about a lady named Mariana Mejias, and she can't afford to buy a bag of rice in Venezuela. And their money is called the Bolivares. She lives in
Medellin. You said that so nice. Can you say that again?
Wow. I did a lot of practicing.
One more time.
Bolivares.
Oh, wow.
Did I say that? There you go.
Man, like a pro.
There you go. She lives in Mariche, an extremely poor neighborhood in the country's capital, Caracas, which suffers from severe food and medical shortages like the rest of the country. If the government doesn't provide a subsidized monthly bag of food, Mejias would go hungry.
So this article is basically saying that if the government does not take care of this woman and give her rice, she will starve. And understand that socialism is a form of government that really, you know, essentially says
we're
going to take care of everything for you.
Yeah.
We had a person in the Senate who ran for president, mm-hmm. who was a self-proclaimed socialist, and he was getting thousands of votes.
Because it sounded good, but people lost the perspective of, okay, what does that look like to get everything?
Tons of people coming to his events, and he's promising free college, and everyone gets, you know, here's a clue. If it's free, that means it's probably not going to be worth anything once you get it, because if you can get it for nothing, that means anybody else can get it for nothing. And so the value and the importance doesn't carry the weight because it's free.
Yeah.
And it's really not free because somebody else is paying for that. You know,
always.
Nothing is free.
Nothing is free.
So here she's dependent mm-hmm. on the government.
Yeah, and it continues to say, skyrocketing prices have made food at her local market prohibitive. The monthly food bag worth 10 bolivares, which is equivalent to $10,000 bolivares, which is equivalent to $2.25 in American dollars. It includes rice, milk, pasta, beans, and a few other items. Mm. Now, a bag of rice at Mejia's local store goes for 8,000 bolivares, out of reach of her monthly income of $219,000.
And before you think, that's a whole lot of money. 219,000 bolivares.
Yeah.
It's equivalent to $49. Think about this.
Wow.
That's her monthly income, 49 U.S. American dollars.
Wow.
And she continues to say, things here are horrible. I don't know how people are even surviving. She's 62 years old. She's a house cleaner who earns minimum wage plus a government pension. Mm. And she says Venezuela's socialist government is led by the president, Nicolas Maduro, who took over for Hugo Chavez. He raised the minimum wage, Steve, 60% on Sunday, 60%. And including food stamps, it's still not enough.
Right.
And so here these people are, you know, because you hear these same type of policies, you hear this same type of speech, you know, where government is everything, and we need the government to defend us, we need the government to represent us, we need the government to do for us. And it's like, well, wait a minute. Why are we leaning on the government?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm a proponent and say, why don't we lean on God? You know, all good things come from the Father up above, right? And we need to turn people to God, yeah. not to government, not yeah. to a system where they become handicapped and dependent. If we're going to be dependent upon anyone, shouldn't it be the
yeah.
Lord?
Yeah. And I think about it, too, as you're talking about it, if we walk into an environment where someone is saying, I'll provide everything for you, I'll provide everything for you, it causes a culture of just outright laziness. It's just like, well, I don't have to do it because somebody else is going to do it for me. But when you think about it, Proverbs talks about the fact of just the gift of hard work. And when you think about that, your rest is sweet when you're able, after you work hard, it's like, in our culture, and even as how men are identified, when you look at in the book of Genesis, it talks about Adam, when it's just like he was going to have to work.
Yeah.
And it's just like we have that ability to work, and don't take that for granted. It's just like that's a gift to be able to have a job and ability to work hard.
To work hard, to provide, to yeah. have fruit from your labor.
Yes.
And that your life, you know, you're called to bear fruit, not just spiritual fruit, but you got to produce something
provide.
Out of your life.
Yeah.
You're either, you know, sucking things dry, or you're supplementing, you're producing, you're adding. And in this life, they're givers and they're takers, but you got to determine which one you're going to be.
Mm-hmm.
And what the socialist type of government does, it provides an environment where people become takers. But that's not bad in some cases until things start running out. I think it was Margaret Thatcher said that socialism works until you run out of other people's money. And so they're running out of resources. The oil is not trading as high as it used to be, although they're the most oil-rich nation, Steve, in the world.
Yeah.
You can have all the abundance, but if it's not selling, you're not getting any resources.
Yes.
And it's really sad. I think the article, you want to pick up where...
Sure. It continues and says, in March, a basket of basic grocery items. Now, when I say basket of basic grocery items, in America, we think cart, like the right. one that you push that you has the topper and the lower later. We're talking about the basket, the little one that has the handles that you can fit yeah. maybe four or five loaves of bread inside. That's the type of basket of basic groceries we're talking about here, which includes eggs, milk, and fruit costs 772,000 bolivares, or close to four times the monthly minimum wage, which is equivalent to 200 U.S. dollars.
Oh, wait a second. You're saying that just a simple basket of food, and you're probably watching, you know, seeing an image right now on TV, where just some eggs, some fruit, this is almost $200?
Yeah.
$200. This is four times their monthly income. Think about that. Just on food. So if you're, let's say, just for simple, you know, purposes, your income is $2,000 a year, $2,000 a month. That means if you were to go to the grocery store, you would be paying $8,000 for some eggs, milk. I mean, this is crazy.
Yeah.
This is so expensive. Even though they keep increasing the minimum wage, it doesn't matter. They keep printing money.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't matter. That the value of your dollar becomes less and less and less. In fact, they say that a bolivaris is equivalent to less than a U.S. penny.
Wow. Wow. So the article continues to say that according to the Venezuela-based Center of Social Analysis and Documentation, or CENAS, food shortages and soaring prices have led to troubling results. Last year, the average Venezuelan living in extreme poverty, which you were saying earlier, lost 19 pounds due to lack of food. Many of its citizens had to skip meals, just according to a national poll. And the food crisis is worsening as Venezuela dives deeper into chaos. On Monday, Maduro issued a decree that may allow his party to rewrite the country's constitution more to its liking. On Tuesday, Maduro suspended Venezuelans' rights to carry firearms as weeks of anti-government protests stretch into the spring.
This is we're not going to keep going to this complete, you know, article, but what you're seeing here is a nation in a free fall. If you can't
yeah.
take care of basic, you know, your basic needs, right? Food, water, shelter, you know, defense. If you can't eat, you can't survive. And there's a lot of things that keep a lot of people awake, you know, at night, not able to sleep. There's a lot of people that have things that are on their mind that doesn't cause them to function. But there's nothing like not having food in your stomach. that could cause you not to do anything. I remember hearing a report of someone in Haiti where we knew folks that were being fed and children being taken care of. And I heard one of the reports that it was one of the young people, one of the children said that they spend, you know, most of the day when they're not being fed, trying to get food. So either, you know, eating food or looking for the next way you're gonna eat. And that's what consumes your everyday lifestyle. Listen, this is not right. You know, this is not right. When we say in America that we don't have food or we don't have the things that we like, we're normally saying we don't have the cookies, the donuts, we didn't go to fast food, or we didn't get something special. But we rarely say that we didn't eat anything. Now, we know that there are some and we have people in our country that do genuinely don't have food. We understand that. We understand that. And that there is need. And I want to encourage you to do all that you can to help those who are in need. But if you think that what happened there in Venezuela is bad, believe me, it gets worse in different parts of the country. When we get back from parts of the world, we get back from this break, we're going to go straight to the Philippines and we're going to show you something that's taking place called Pagpag. You're not going to want to miss this because it's going to deepen your perspective to how blessed you are and how much and great the need is all around the world. But before we go to break, I do want to talk to you about our special offer. It's called There Comes a Time When Oppression Is Over, But You Must Fight for Your Freedom. Listen, we want to give this special offer to you at any cost, and for any amount of your donation. We want to get it to you. We want you to be blessed. Listen, you got to have a strategy for the coming season that we are in. You know, we're in it and it's only going to get deeper. You want to be sure to get this and get this to your family. Watch for more details.
Offer 2034. There comes a time when oppression is over, but you must fight for your freedom. There is a cost to living in rebellion to God and failing to acknowledge Him personally and as a nation. That cost is oppressive leadership or living an oppressed life. This kind of oppression is not to push us away from the Lord, but to bring us back to the Lord. The very reason it comes upon a nation is because they've turned away from God. Yet there comes a time when this oppression is over. In this message, you'll be able to gain wisdom from looking back and learning how Israel was under great oppression, as God had sold them to a ruthless, cruel governmental leader for 20 years. You'll also learn how important it is to turn back to God and listen for His voice, a word from the Lord, when He begins to give you wisdom and how to fight for your freedom, and how important it is to hear what He says, believe Him, and act on it to be free. You'll discover how many words of freedom from the Lord sit on the shelf waiting for someone to believe the oppression is over, believe God, and fight for the freedom that God wants you to believe. We learn all through this through the life of Deborah. We want to send you this offer for a gift of any amount. You can go to VFNTV.com and become a partner by clicking on Partner Now. Or you can write to us at 40 West 9 Mile Road, number 2, PMB 360, Pensacola, Florida, 32534, or call us at 844-408-3688. That's offer 2034. There comes a time when oppression is over, but you must fight for your freedom.
This is VFN-TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Do public schools allow all religious clubs to exist? This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulow.
At our little school here in California, Grammar School, someone erected a large Indian totem pole without permission. Nobody knows who put it there. And it even has a little altar. And I was wondering, what can we do to get this removed without it hurting, you know, our Christian things that we want to do at the school?
The First Amendment protects Bible clubs from meeting. On the junior high level, it's the First Amendment. On the senior high level, of course, it's the First Amendment and the Equal Access Act. But even on the elementary school campuses, the Supreme Court has said that this is protected activity and it's constitutional, so it could take place there. With the Indian totem pole, so it's really dependent upon the nature and context upon which it's being utilized. But again, that does not impact in a negative way the ability for these Bible clubs and prayer groups to meet. They have the right to meet.
Visit us at aclj.org. That's aclj.org.
Jeremy is from Virginia Beach, Virginia, and he's a college student. And he said, John, talk to me about perseverance. I know why you're asking that question, Jeremy. You're a college student. You're just trying to get through school. I relate to that. In fact, my father was the president of the first college that I graduated from, and he shook my head and said, congratulations, John. He gave me the diploma. You worked hard all 7 years of college. Well, there are a lot of times we just have to persevere. We have to keep on keeping on. What that means, Jeremy, is the fact we just don't quit. Now, you're young. You're a student. You're going to have a lot of temptations in life to quit, but listen to me carefully. I give you this kind advice. Those who quit never succeed. I have never known anybody who quit their way to the top. Persevere. Continue on. Develop that discipline as a college student, Jeremy. It will serve you well.
Taking VFN Radio and VFN TV anywhere you want to go, Wi-Fi or no-fi. Why? Because of the podcast. We have podcasting available for you right now. What happens with podcasts? You go to VFNTV.com, click on the podcast, choose the source of podcast that you want to receive it in based on your particular device, computer or mobile device, and realize it just automatically will do what you set it up to do. It will download it while you're having lunch. It'll download it while you're at work. And then when you're driving anywhere in the world, flying anywhere in the world, even when you're on an airline, they say turn off all these mobile phones. You still can actually listen to what's already on your playlist, which would be downloaded programs and highlights from VFN Radio. Go to VFNTV.com and get the podcast today.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. I'm John Ramos, and I'm filling in today for Greg Lancaster. And joining me in the studio is Steve Kalaszewski. And we're talking about what's happening in Venezuela, what's happening in the Philippines in terms of food. Mm-hmm. We are blessed here in America, and we have so many choices and so many options. But it's so easy for us to lose perspective. And I think that's what we're trying to get at here today, that we need a really biblical perspective of gratitude and a really biblical perspective in terms of how truly blessed we are and why we have been blessed. Yeah. You know, so many times, Steve, people get lost in the blessing and they forget that you're blessed to be a blessing. Mm-hmm. We're not blessed so that we can acquire more things and stuff. But we're blessed so that we can find other people that are not as fortunate as we are, and so that we can share with them because we have compassion, we have empathy, and we want to demonstrate the love of God. Well, if you thought that what you saw in Venezuela was pretty tough, and it is. I remember one man saying that when I used to feed my dog for food, I now eat myself, and it's pretty tough. But in the Philippines, In the outskirts of Manila, there are people that can't even afford to buy food. So what they're having to do two, maybe three times out of the week is buy what they have called pagpag. And it's essentially a Tagalog word for to dust off, to shake it off. And it also means other people's leftovers. Mm. So you have people that are digging through garbage, through dumps, not to, you know, get some used part for their house or for their car, but for something to eat. And not only do they eat it, but they actually sell it to other people as an item, you know, for food. So I want you to watch this, and we get back, we're going to unpack this and talk about this more. Watch this.
Meal of the day. Tondo, Manila. I sell Pug Pug for a living. I earn about $1.50 a day. As long as there's some meat left and it's barely touched, that's Pug Pug. We sort the recyclables such as plastic bags, water bottles, cups, and paper. Pug Pug is leftover food from restaurants. We throw the leftovers away if it's really gone bad, or if it's just all bones. If the leftovers have meat left, we keep them to sell. You can tell it's gone bad by the smell, or sometimes we taste it. Eating Pug Pug saves us money, because we don't have to buy food. Pug Pug is our meal. A lot of the residents come here to buy Pug Pug. I've been selling Pug Pug since I first came to Tondo. Selling Pug Pug is how I support my family. At first, I used to sell fruits. Then my neighbors told me to sell Pug Pug instead, because a lot of people would buy it. I was a bit worried because I know that Pug Pug is not safe to eat. They convinced me that as long as I wash it well, and if I recook it, then it would be all right. That's how I started selling Pug Pug. Pug Pug sells well compared to other goods. Fruits would go bad if it is not sold right away. But with Pug Pug, it sells out quickly. That too will sell out soon. Pug Pug is delivered here as early as 4 a.m. I separate the bones from leftovers from the beans. I then pack Pug Pug. There's 30 pounds, 40 pounds, and 50 pounds, depending on how much meat the Pug Pug has. I usually give out discounts to my neighbors, and sometimes they ask me to lower the price. It's because most of them don't have money. It's difficult to earn money these days. If it's a good day, I would earn about 200, sometimes 150. Once everything sells out, I go to the market and buy food such as rice and water. We get by because of Pug Pug. That's why I would keep on selling Pug Pug. My only dream is that I can fix my shop and earn more money so I can have a stable income. That way my family won't go hungry. If you know how to cook Pug Pug properly, you won't get ill. People get ill after eating Pug Pug because they don't wash it well and they don't know how to cook it properly. You need to boil Pug Pug first before you recook it, because Pug Pug is another person's leftovers. It's been through other people's mouths. The leftovers have been mixed with other food, wastes, and rubbish. When you buy Pug Pug, you have to make sure that you'll cook it well. You have to have all the right ingredients. You can add pepper, sugar, and a bit of vinegar or ketchup. You can also add tomato sauce and then saute it. We sometimes eat Pug Pug because we're poor. I cook Pug Pug once or twice a week.
This is horrific. You know, when you look at that, you say, wow, I had no idea that people today mm-hmm. in this world have to go through that just to eat. Something that most of us take for granted, that we can just open up our refrigerator or go into the pantry or go to the store or decide we don't feel like, you know, cooking in today and go to a restaurant.
Let's just go out to eat.
Yeah. And you think about it and you say, man, wow, this is heartbreaking. And it really is. Because what we need to realize is that, you know, Luke 12:48 tells us, can you read that scripture?
Sure. It says, when someone has been given much, much will be required in return. And when someone has been entrusted with much, even more will be required.
We've been entrusted with so much. You think about it, the United States has, what, you know, 95% of the Earth's wealth, I believe.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's only 5% of the world's population. And so many billionaires, so many millionaires, you know, are right here in America. And we can't no longer, you know, as believers, not just Americans, but as believers, we can't hoard things. We can't be ungrateful. And the Bible's really, you know, clear about how, you know, godliness with contentment is great gain. When we think about, Steve, you and I talked about this, about supermarkets. And you go to a supermarket in America today, there are so many choices. You were telling me something about shopping the perimeter. Yeah. Tell us about shopping the perimeter.
I guess you could say it's a diet. I don't really know the best way to put the words on it. But the outside of the supermarket is basically the fresh fruit, the meats, the vegetables, the produce. But everything on the inside is basically what's been basically created. It's in a box. It's basically produced. Not produced as in like produce, but produce as in like
production.
Production. It's man-made. And it's amazing because, you know, as you talk about that, of all the different aisles, when you go in a grocery store, there's so many aisles. You have to look at the sign to tell you what's in that aisle. And if you're looking for something and it's just like, hold on a second, I got to read this sign. No, that's not the type of food I want.
So many choices, so many different brands. I remember one time being in the supermarket, and in the supermarket they had a pharmacy. And I'm looking for one particular, you know, medicine, and there were so many different brands for the same medicine. In Venezuela, they're saying that if you're going to have a medical procedure, you need to bring your own medicines because they may not have any for you.
Wow.
When they can't even afford to buy food, you can rest assured they don't have the money
to bring
their own medicines
right.
to a hospital. When we get back from this break, we're going to talk about the secret to being content, the secret to understanding of how blessed we are, and to walking around with a renewed perspective and accomplishing and doing the things that God's called us to do in the season that we're living in. You don't want to miss it. You want to join us when we get right back from this break.
This is VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
We're so excited about the marriage encounter. So many people are complaining about what marriage has turned into. A lot of people are not even going to be married anymore, and people are giving up on it. You don't have to. Listen, God's plan is marriage. And at the marriage encounter with VFN, we want to bless you. The VFN Kingdom Business, we're focusing on you, your family, and your marriage. It's called Love and Respect. We have a special thing for you, an entire weekend. It's going to bless your family. It's going to give you tools to be able to relate. And let me tell you something. Once we understand each other, we can relate to each other. And we're going to leave with tools that are going to empower you. As a matter of fact, here's Emerson now with Love and Respect.
Hi, I'm Emerson Eggerich, founder and president of Love and Respect Ministries. What is the Love and Respect message? Well, the University of Washington studied 2,000 couples for 20 years and discovered that the key to a successful relationship is love and respect. What I found interesting is that the Bible said that 2,000 years ago in Ephesians 5:33, that a husband must love and a wife must respect. It's gender specific. I always insert, we all need love and respect equally. Women need R-E-S-P-E-C-T and men need L-O-V-E. But there's a felt need that differs in conflict between men and women. We've asked 7,000 people this question. When you're in a conflict with your spouse, do you feel in love at that moment or disrespected? 83% of the men said they feel disrespected. 72% of the women say they feel unloved. And here's what happens. It kind of gets crazy because she's not trying to be disrespectful. He filters it through that grid, though. When she feels unloved, she reacts in a negative way, which ends up feeling disrespectful to him. She's not trying to be disrespectful, but he feels disrespected. And then when he reacts in a negative way, he's not trying to be unloving, but she feels unloved. And so you have this confusion, and it results in a crazy cycle. Without love, she reacts without respect. Without respect, he reacts without love, and this baby spins. Again, we all need love and respect equally, but the felt need often leads to the crazy cycle. Can you relate to that? And how to get on what we call the energizing cycle. In fact, it applies to parent-child. It applies to all relationships, whether you're a male or female, wherever you're at, in the work arena or elsewhere.
Well, listen, I want to tell you about this. You know, we are excited to tell you we have launched VFN TV's YouTube channel. We are out there. We have people request it. I'm very excited about it. You know, you can simply go to it by going to VFNTV.com and click on YouTube, or you can go to YouTube.com/VFNTV. But I wanted you to know that we are out there in YouTube. We have an audience now that stretches all around the world that's joined us in other ways as well. And we thank you for watching, and you can subscribe to us. As a matter of fact, you know, you can go there and check every from time to time about new, because almost every day new content's coming out there. But one way to make sure that you be notified that content is happening is you go there and you press the button subscribe. You can see that button here probably. Just press that button. It doesn't cost you nothing. It's just a thing that happens. And then you'll be notified every time new materials put up on the YouTube channel. That's right, VFN TV. We're now on YouTube. It's youtube.com/VFNTV, or just go to VFNTV.com and click on YouTube.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. I'm John Ramos, and I'm filling in today for Greg Lancaster. And joining me in the studio is Steve Kalaszewski. And we're talking about being blessed. We're talking about getting a deeper perspective to what is happening really around the world, yeah, and why people today in this country, where we're talking about internet, we're talking about technology, we're talking about a global brain. If you've been watching our programs, where this technology is you know, growing exponentially, within a year or two, we're going to have driverless cars on the road. Yet and still, we have people that are buying secondhand food and throwing a few pieces of diced onions and some vinegar and ketchup and recooking it and repurpose food. Today's a big deal about repurposing furniture,
yeah,
but people are repurposing food to eat. And we need to walk away with a perspective that says, Lord, I'm not going to complain anymore.
Right.
But I want to be grateful. And I think that's a place where we need to be at. Yeah. You know, would you share that scripture with us? Because we really need to get this in our spirit.
The thing about Psalms 100 says, you enter his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. You know, as I read that, I think about those that are eating pug in the Philippines right now. They're grateful because they're having food and they're able to eat. And it's just like, how dangerous of a reality are we in if we're surrounded with the lush blessings and so many of the resources in America and we're ungrateful? Mm. And it's just like, it totally changes what we were talking about earlier. It totally changes our perspective of where we are when we begin to recognize how blessed we are and begin to list, God, I'm grateful for this. I'm grateful for that. God, I'm grateful for how you provided for this. And just begin to just look at everything that God has blessed you with, and it totally changes everything.
You have to begin to start living a life of gratefulness.
Yeah.
I mean, that really is at the core. Many people think that, you know, to get into the Lord's presence, we just need to pray, right? But Psalms 100 tells us, quite simply, enter his gates, enter his presence with what? Thanksgiving. And his courts with praise. When we begin to start expressing gratitude and gratefulness, we're really being ushered into the presence of the Lord. Mm-hmm. We're really coming into a place where we can acknowledge God for his goodness, for his faithfulness, for his kindness.
And because it's also that we're recognizing that it's not us that's doing it. It's God that's provided all these things. It's God that's doing it.
God is the one that's richly blessing us.
Yeah.
And this is what starts to happen here is that complaining thing starts going away. Mm-hmm. You start realizing that, you know what, God's been so good, not only to me, but he's been good to my family, he's been good to my children, he's been good to all these, you know, people that I know. Man, he's a good God.
Wow, he's a good, you know, good father.
He's a good, good father.
Yeah.
And we stop complaining, we start realizing, wait a minute, you know what? I'm going to be held accountable one day for all the stuff that's been, you know, going through my hands and through my fingers, and I need to do something with it. You know, I need to do something with it. Don't you think it's important?
Absolutely. You know, and even as we look at that, like you were saying in regards to the perspective of groceries, talk about the family that you encountered when they came to America, all the things that they saw, the one thing that they took back to their country.
Oh, yes. When I was living in New Jersey at the time, I had a neighbor whose mother-in-law was Cuban. And shout out to Vito. And he tells me, yeah, my mother-in-law, she's going back to Cuba. And cause I asked him, how was your stay? Did she enjoy herself? And he says, oh, she had an amazing time. And he says that she's taking back souvenirs. I go, oh, that's nice. You know, what's she taking back? He says, you're not going to believe this. He says, well, you know, try me. He says she's taking back a stack of the flyers, the food flyers, so that she can show all of her friends all the delicious types of foods.
Like the food advertisements.
That we have, right.
What's
the food
on sale, what you can buy.
Yes.
As a souvenir.
That's her souvenir that she wants to show everyone there, you know, back in Cuba. And we take so much for granted.
Wow.
And so we got to come to a place where we say, listen, Lord, not only do I want to be grateful, not only do I want to be content, but I didn't know that all this was happening. What can I do?
Yeah.
Listen, this is what we, you know, VFNKB, you know, we want to be able to have impact in society. And you look at the business mountain. I was talking to a businessman the other day, and he's talking to me about all these different companies that he's putting together, and it's all about creating wealth. And he's having all these different investors. And he's a believer. And we got to talking about how in the business mountain, you know, how much money is actually enough? You know, what do you want to keep earning resources for? And we got into the discussion about it's important for these resources. We're blessed to be a blessing.
To flow through you.
Yes, and the wealth is to bless people. Mm-hmm. And so there's businesses, there's people that are gifted and talented to earn resources. Mm-hmm. Listen, maybe God didn't want you to have all of it. Maybe the reason he got it to you is because he wants to get it through you.
Yeah.
And so there's several ways how you can participate and you can be involved, because when you see this suffering of this kind, you go, what can I do?
Yeah. And when I hear you asking that question, it's like what we were saying earlier, it's just like we can't lean on ourselves. We've got to lean on God. And we've got to begin our day with gratitude. And we look at with these resources and it's just like, God, what do you want me to do with this? When I hear about that, it's just like, that's abiding. And so many people are finding themselves in a situation where they could be overcome with blessing and not know what to do about it. And it's just like you want to be able to have a relationship with the Lord, to hear his voice, to know his voice, to walk out in obedience what his voice says, to hear his voice through his word. And it begins like what we're talking about. Begin with gratitude. And you can go to iabide.org and get that free plan. We'll send it to you immediately about how to walk out that relationship. And it's amazing. We're hearing testimony after testimony. We're seeing people literally sign up all over the world.
All over the world.
Literally saying, I want to know the voice of the Lord. I want to know what God wants for me to do in my life in this day, and I want to do it for Jesus Christ. And it's just like, it is that simple, because when we see it, we can change the world.
It's powerful. Definitely begin by having an abiding relationship. Yeah. But when you have this relationship with God, the best thing, the chief thing that you can do, Steve, is pray.
Yes.
So many of us are so quick to run here, run there, and the first thing to do is pray. Allow God to share his burden with you so that you can pray in intercession and stand in the gap for those that are in need. For instance, those in Venezuela and the Philippines. Yeah. There's people all over the world. You can give financially, right? You can always release those resources. You can spread awareness like what we're doing on this program now, educating and trying to let other people know about what's really happening around the world. And then, of course, you can get physically involved. Mm-hmm. But I tell you what, you know, one man came to Joel Osteen's father one time and said, listen, what should I do? I got this calling on my life. And John Osteen said, listen, do something lest you do nothing. And that's what we want to encourage you today. Do something lest you do nothing. Listen, we want to close out this program with prayer. Steve, would you close on prayer?
Yes. Father God, I just thank you, Lord, for eyes to see outside of our immediate perspective and have a perspective of the world. Lord, we ask you, God, that you would just give grace, Lord, to all of those that are going and through this crisis in Venezuela. We ask you, God, that you would just give wisdom on how to walk this out. God, we ask you, Lord, that you would just provide those resources to those families that are just looking for food in the Philippines. And God, help us to begin our day with gratitude, that we would stop complaining about the blessing and start getting the blessings through us, through those that you want us to tell others that you're a good, good father. And Lord God, we ask you, Lord, that you would end abortion, that you would send revival, God, and send a third great awakening, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Amen. God bless you, and thank you for watching.
We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you've joined us. Don't forget you can join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Download our app and sign up for our newsletter, The Torch, at VFNTV.com. I've enjoyed our time together. God bless.
But a conversation, you'll be surprised. You have to keep your brain active. And personally, you know, and this is how my brain works, and maybe if you're a different kind of design of a brain, you have to have complete silence so you can hear yourself talk to yourself. I don't need to talk to myself. And you have to hear yourself think. Yeah, look at that. His eyes roll up in his head. Goes, that's true. That's actually, I needed to hear myself think. They're the ones who go, shh, I'm thinking.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, no noise.
All you do is snap your fingers and they're lost. Where am I? What happened? But to me, it just makes my brain just fire off everything. And I just love to hear good, you know, positive, you know, conversation. And there's nothing more positive than talking about the things of God and God's perspective behind the news and, you know, wisdom moments. Think about wisdom is the proper application of knowledge. You can go to college for, you know, 4 years, 6 years, 8 years, and you can be knowledgeably ignorant. And it's a shocker, you know. See, right here, this is how you start your car. You know, right?
Oh, yeah.
Because there's so much knowledge. It's like, but you got to have wisdom on how to apply that knowledge. And we hope, you know, in the conversations that we're having, we're sharing with you the wisdom that God has revealed to us. How do you live your day-to-day life? That's wisdom. How do I apply, you know, the Word of God to my life, the commandments of God and all that? And just, it's just, I love VFN Radio. You know, when I'm I'm not saying it because I'm part of it, is the fact that I listen to it when I'm not on it, because it's the Word of God. It's a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And I encourage you to get a device, a radio or an something or an something, and put it on your desk at work, and, you know, put it by the kitchen sink and just carry it with you or whatever, and just listen 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Think about it, 24 hours, 7 days a week, all around the world, you can hear VFN Radio. And if you miss a segment, that you just like catch a half of it, don't be disappointed like it used to be. Oh, I'm just so disappointed. I'm sure the first part of that was good. You can actually go into the highlights or go to the VFN Torch, and you can hear the whole segment, And in addition to that, you can have podcasts downloaded into your devices, and podcasts are so cool because you can keep them forever in your own storage device. But be encouraged. Understand that this is very, very important, because as the days progress, although it gets darker and darker on the outside for the church, for those who love God, it gets lighter and lighter. This is what the Word of God says. He says, your peace in the midst of chaos and trouble and disaster is a witness to those who don't know God. He says it's a witness to them, letting them know that you're going to be saved by God. God's going to protect you in it. But to them, it's a witness that they're going to be destroyed unless they know God, which is a witness. You're just having peace. And by listening to VFN Radio, you can keep that peace. You can keep that peace so you can be a witness. Sometimes your greatest witness is to sit beside somebody while they're watching the daily news and just relax and have a cup of coffee mm-hmm. while they're biting their fingernails. It's like, what? Mm-hmm. I mean, really mean it. You know, not, they aren't faking it. It's just like, mm-hmm. what?